WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chipotle is going to start using a robot to make the tortilla chips. Yeah, and they're calling it Chippy. They also have a robot to clean the bathroom, but we can't say his name on TV. Oh.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We are live from downtown Sunbury at McGuigan's.
They let us out of our cage, people.
Every once in a while, right? It's Morgan in the Morning live.
It's 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hello, hello. From downtown Sunbury, we are broadcasting live from McGuigan's. It's Morgan in the Morning, like the man said, but my name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina Carr.
And we're trying to bring you all the great elements you hear every single day on the show. The Masked Singer last night? I didn't get to watch it. What the heck happened? Something with a sports guy?
Yeah. Well, if you didn't hear the big news, clearly back in Monday Night Football, is Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. Turned out Joe Buck was the Unmasked Singer last night.
Joe Buck could sing? Mama,
country roads. The votes are in, and the mystery celebrity singer, forced to unmask, is the Ram. Oh! Audience, you know what it is. Say it with me.
Take it up.
Eight-time Emmy Award-winning superstar sportscaster, my man, Joe Buck.
Okay. All right. First of all, I don't want to hear anybody say take it off to Joe Buck. That's number one. Okay. Number two, he was a Ram. Mm-hmm. Is that because the Rams are Super Bowl champs or
maybe?
What the?
I'm sure there's a lot of people going, who's Joe Buck if they're not sports aficionados?
Oh, everybody knows Joe Buck.
We sing a little country.
Everybody knows Joe Buck. And like you said, he and Troy Aikman signed on for another season of Monday Night Football. Like, did we ever really doubt that? But anyway, that's what happened on the Unmasked Singer, the Masked Singer that has to unmask. I don't know about that show.
I don't know. I feel like somebody was just like in a bar one night and they're like, you know what I think we should come up with? Because like The Voice, American Idol, like The Voice kind of was where like they couldn't see people and they turned around, and then I felt like they had to add that extra element.
And that would be the animal mask or whatever kind of mask they have on. Okay. So I just got a wicked idea. We're in a bar right now. It doesn't open until 7 o'clock this morning with Irish breakfast at McGuigan's. People are going to be wearing O the Green. The first person that walks in with a mask on, we got to make them sing.
We do, yeah.
What do you think?
We'll have our own version right here on 94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come, we got plenty of television from last night to talk about. Even Ellen from yesterday. We'll do it all. And March Sadness.
All coming up. It's Morgan in the Morning.
50 degrees in downtown Sunbury at McGuigan's Irish Pub. Let's call it that for today. It's a St. Patrick's Day Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well, with the drive down Route 45.
This is Luck of the Irish. Notre Dame won in the NCAA tournament, the play-in games in the NCAA tournament. And what did I teach you about play-in games?
March Sadness.
Okay, now don't start crying. There's no crying on St. Patrick's Day.
There's no crying in basketball.
Well, yeah, that too. We all have March Madness all around the world. But on Morgan in the Morning, we have
March Sadness.
We'll check the losers.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The whole country, the whole world is experiencing March Madness. But here with Morgan in the Morning, we have Karina Carr, who always feels for the losers. She's a basketball player at heart, and she knows what it feels like to lose on the hard ones.
I do. I don't know if I ever felt that way when I won about the other team, though.
We won't talk about that now. But we have a new feature called March Sadness. Two play-in games last night, Karina.
Yeah. And our losers were Rutgers and Bryant. Sounds like a dog name, Rutger.
Rutgers. Bryant. Rutgers here, boy. here, Rutgers.
Oh, is that Don?
That's my boy, Blue. That's my boy.
Are you Lassie or are you Cujo?
So, on this St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to be happy to say Notre Dame beat Rutgers, but we're not here for that.
No.
Rob, the sports center, does
that. Yes, that's his job. I'm just here to talk about those losers.
Otherwise,
oh,
no.
Sorry.
That's March sadness. So, Rutgers, pack your bags, leave the hotel, and head back to New Jersey.
You weren't really in the bracket anyway, were you?
Yeah. You were the play-in game.
You were just the warm-up teams.
You were just, yeah. You're just there for TV revenue. You can go home now.
I think I'm ready for ESPN.
And Bryant, we know and we remember Kobe. And your university isn't named after him anyway. But Bryant, you're going home as well. And Wright State advances? Oh, who are they, Karina?
Clearly not in the right state.
Okay, I guess.
I feel so bad, but you'll get over it. It's okay. If you need counseling, I'm sure there's people available at the NCAA. We're really sorry you had to leave us. Therapy sessions? I don't even know. Do they offer that?
I don't know either. All I know is that's our version of March Sadness with Karina Carr this morning. It's St. Patrick's Day. Can we please get happy again?
Yes, please.
Did that sound as cheesy as I thought it did?
It probably did.
Okay, whatever.
That's okay. We like cheesy. We're radio. It's a prerequisite.
Coming up, The Ellen Show. We're big Ellen fans. I'm not a Kardashian fan. The show yesterday was a little goofy.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We are live from McGuigan's in downtown Sunbury. Make sure you get here and be part of the show.
Lots of people waving and honking already.
I know. I love it. We've been telling you all week, drive by. If you can't stop, we personally wish you would. But if you can and you're listening to 94KX,
we're right in the window. Yeah, we can see all of you guys waving. I'm loving it.
Who's that lady hanging out the window before?
She rolled her window down just enough to get her arm out. I'm like, going over the train tracks. I'm like, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, we got a little light rain here in downtown Sunbury, and that's the way it's going to be all day. But you know how much I don't like the Kardashians, and I don't want to live like the Kardashians?
You don't watch that all night long on repeat?
I've got
keeping up with the Kardashians.
I've got no interest in the Kardashians. However, I love Ellen DeGeneres. And yesterday,
apparently, you know, the 89th guy that she's been dating or marrying these days had something put on his body.
This one isn't a tattoo. It's actually a branding. So he has three tattoos of you. So the first tattoo was, you said, kind of cute. So
yeah.
Is it your name or is it like a little?
The branding is my name. I think my favorite one says my girl is a lawyer. Yeah.
My girl's
okay, so my girl's a lawyer, and then what's the other one?
There's a few.
All right. But when you say branding, so like literally like an iron thing went onto his body to brand
that kind of branding.
Him. Yes. Wow.
I just think he was like, I want something that's there that I can't get rid of my tattoos because he's in the process of getting rid of his arm tats.
Oh.
And his neck tats.
Girlfriend.
So he's like, I don't want to be able to get rid of it or to cover it up. And I just wanted it like there as like a scar on me.
Ouch. Did you hear Ellen's reaction? I wanted it there as a scar. Because, Karina, nothing says love quite like having your boyfriend's name branded into your arm.
Like a cattle.
You grew up in the farmland of 890. Would you want to get branded with your boyfriend's name across your arm or your buttocks or anything like that?
That's hard to remove. And also, haven't they only been dating like a month?
Give me your female perspective on that. You're going out with a guy for about a month and you decide to have a hot branding iron on your tuchus with his name in it.
No, because, well, if I even got that stupidly drunk to do that, I would have to make sure it was something that I could, you know, rewrite something over it or turn it into something else. But I have no tattoos. That's just me. You do, to each their own. But just be smart. Don't get drunk and get a tattoo.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Be careful.
I know. Why you shouldn't make decisions on St. Patrick's Day either.
So you don't have any tattoos, but do you have any brands?
No. What are you going to brand me with, 94KX?
Sure. That could be a start, I guess.
Better than a guy. WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
On the way, we've got news, sports, and AccuWeather live from McGuigan's in downtown Sunbury.
It's Morgan in the Morning. Welcome to St. Patrick's Day.
Welcome to spring.
I know, right? It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by police, Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Well, you heard the news. Coming up, the good news.
Man, how would you like to be a World War II jacket wearer, been in there, and to be pounded?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
No, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
This guy's a superhero. He's got a jacket that the superhero would wear. Every time I do some adventure of some sort, I put on my official jacket because it gave me superpowers.
And he said he had a friend that was looking to find this relative. All I could think to say was, welcome home, Daddy. Dad had another job right then, and that was to take care of Pat.
That's Pat Nesbitt. Had that jacket from World War II since he was 5 years old, and the original owner's daughter, Terry Sargent, talking about how that journey made it back to him. That is so cool.
Wow, that's very cool. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if it's just the St. Patrick's Day in us, but that's more than just good news. Hey, we're living longer than we should be, according to the Quality Years of Life post. Wow. Years ago, the average age was less than it used to be right now. So is that luck of the Irish on this St. Patrick's Day?
Absolutely. And how this for a trifecta. Firefighters in Massachusetts saving a dog from a house fire the other day. Meanwhile, the firefighters in Ireland saved a kitten after it got stuck in somebody's roof.
In Ireland?
In Ireland.
On St. Patrick's Day. Oh, that's good stuff. Hey, if your local group has any good news and there's good stuff going on here in McGuigan's, let us know. We're live in downtown Sunbury, and we'll let everyone else know the good news, because in today's day and age, we need good news.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Let's talk about what's going on here. Karina,
we are at McGuigan's in Sunbury for St. Patrick's Day. Again, they let us out of our cage, so we had to take everything remotely. So you're going to hear a little fuzz here and there, but, you know, we're loving it. And there's a great breakfast, Irish breakfast that's going on 7 to 9. I already smell it. It smells amazing.
Oh, yeah. Look at that guy's shirt.
I
wonder if he'll turn around.
He's all decked out.
Hey, guy at the bar, I want to buy your shirt. There's wearing of the green, and there's wearing a Hawaiian shirt covered with beer and parrots, it's green, okay? We got people in costume, and most of Karina's family is here. So if you haven't met Karina yet, this is a chance to meet Karina Carr from the morning show. And you might as well just wander to the end of the bar and say hi to the whole family. That's pretty cool, though. I wish my family could be here, but they're hundreds of miles away. No matter where you are and what you're doing, it's St. Patrick's Day, and we are celebrating live.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV is on the way. Seth is going to talk about how good it is to have daylight savings time, and Jimmy Fallon is talking about new CDC coronavirus rules for cruise ships.
I'm bitter about this. My cruise got canceled. I'm just saying.
Oops, sorry. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us live from downtown Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The Senate passed a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent across the U.S. Finally, a rare victory for your oven clock.
Did you guys hear about this? The CDC just lowered the COVID risk level for cruise ships from high to moderate. However, the risk of getting salmonella from the chicken is still pretty much guaranteed.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's a live show on a St. Patrick's Day from an Irish pub. Does it get better than that? Where are we?
We are at McGuigan's Public House right by the tracks here in Sunbury. And we're having a blast.
I mean, this is a lot of fun. Breakfast started, how do you say when you're slinging breakfast, how do you say it in the past tense? Breakfast has been slung. I don't know. Is there an Irish way of saying it? I don't know.
Slinging hash all over the joint.
That's right. So come on in for a good old-fashioned Irish breakfast. And might I add that the Irish coffees are flowing here at McGuigan's as well.
In more ways than one.
Wouldn't it be cool to be born on St. Patrick's Day?
It would. Actually, my sister is born yesterday. My dad's birthday is tomorrow, so they just kind of cradle St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe they missed St. Patrick's Day on purpose so they could have 3 days to party.
Yeah, that would stink if you were born at like 11:59 on the 16th.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! All right, let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays first. We do that every morning before we hit the locals. Rob Kardashian is 35. Who the heck is he?
That would be the Booty Sister's little brother.
And so is he famous?
Well, he was, and then he stopped kind of appearing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So apparently he wasn't keeping up with his sisters any longer.
Okay, whatever. Let's scroll down the list and see what we got. A lot of people that are spouses, no. You're not a celebrity if you're a spouse of a celebrity. Mia Hamm, though, the retired women's soccer star, she is the Nifty 50 today.
Wow. Rob Lowe, Be Still My Beating Heart. I swear that man doesn't age, but believe it or not, he's 58.
Wow, he doesn't age. Gary Sinise is 67. You'll remember him best as Lieutenant Dan on Forrest Gump.
He does a lot of good charities for our military professionals out there as well, so he's pretty awesome. Kurt Russell, 71?
Oh, Be Still Your Beating Heart. Here's a good Irishman, Patrick Duffy. Patrick Duffy is 73 today. You remember him from the old Dallas days, and he's been in a lot of things, so that's cool. John Sebastian is 78. He was a member of the 60s group Love and Spoonful, but you'll remember him better for singing the Welcome Back Cotter jingle. Mm-hmm. How's that?
That's right.
That's about all we have as far as celebrity birthdays, so it's time to do the local celebs, which is going to be really cool because we're broadcasting locally here in downtown Sunbury at McGuigan's. What do we call the locals?
Birthday buddies.
All right, we could get people at the bar to yell it out. Come
maybe
on,
maybe one of them's on here.
Hey, happy birthday to Alora Howard. She is 20 years old today. Wow.
And Sico from Winfield is 47. Happy birthday.
We're looking at St. Patty's birthdays now, and that's why I said Alora, poor Alora. She can't come in and have a beverage with us. Brandy Walter could, though. She's from Sunbury. She's 47.
Brian Sula from Sunbury right here in Sunbury is 53. Happy birthday.
Brian's on his way to work at Geisinger right now. Love you, brother. Harry Weir from Northumberland is 53.
Jennifer Abrams from Smokin' Dam is 42.
She's very Irish. Jennifer and her husband, Tom. Yeah, pretty cool. Skipping down the list here, Lori Siebold from Middleburg is 57. You do?
Yes. Happy birthday, Lori. Melanie Duke from Middleburg is 57 as well.
All right. Scroll down, Tom. Here's a good Irish name. Oh, Patty Buchanan. Pat Buchanan from Augustaville, 51.
We have a lot of Patties today. Patricia Malik is 49. Happy birthday.
And Patty Mazzolita is 50 years old today.
That's definitely it. Irish first, Italian last. Shane Hobbs is 32. Happy birthday.
Travis Keister from Middleburg is 29 years old today.
Nothing on the Facebook Messenger as far as birthdays that we got. So.
But we have one in-house. Emily Fry, one of our part-time is 18 years old.
Oh, Lord, she's legal.
for some things.
She's legal at 18. Now. Yep.
Yeah, she can't come in here. But, you know, she's legal at some things. Emily, man, we love you as part of our crew and your mom also as our business manager. Emily Fry from Sealess Grove, 18 years old today. You know what? Everybody's got a birthday, and we love to celebrate them. That's why we do this crazy thing we call
birthday buddies.
We've got 51 degrees in downtown Sunbury, right at the tracks at McGuigan's. And look, the rain stopped.
I know.
Or did it? No?
No, I don't know. Oh, I can't really tell.
We got a light drizzle, let's just put it that way. And that's the way the weather's going to be for this St. Patty's Day. Hey, we got some viral comedy coming up, and two pretty cool videos. If you were going down a zip line and there was an animal hanging off the wire, what would you do?
I'd probably be like I am on the roadway and get out of the left lane.
Okay. And if you were on an airplane and a baby started crying, what would you do?
Well, I would be nice, but I don't know if I'd sing this baby shark thing because that song annoys me.
Viral video on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Who just came in? A young Irish couple.
Yes.
A beautiful Irish couple.
Finn and Evie. And yeah. They're not their real names. They're their today Irish names. So, hi, Finn and Evie. We're glad you're joining us.
Finn and Evie.
Yes. And joining us, where it's at McGuigan's by the tracks here in Sunbury. Great Irish breakfast being served. Just started at 7.
It's Morgan in the Morning, live.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
This is viral comedy for today.
Can you imagine you're stuck on a zip line because there's a sloth in your way?
A what? A sloth? On a zip line?
There you go. No break. Look me. Don't worry.
She's a sloth.
Yeah.
What did I do about the sloth?
Don't worry. Where's she jumping?
Oh, man. Can we just wait?
What's with the chit-chit-chit noise? Does that move a sloth? I'm not sure.
He's shooing him away, I guess. But where's he going to go? He's way up high on a string, for crying out loud.
Probably in your lap, so you can keep going, right? I don't know. It sounds funny, but look it up later. It'll be very funny. Okay, Karina, you're a world traveler. You're getting on an airplane. You got a long flight, mm-hmm. and this little kid in front of you starts to cry. What the heck do you do to get the kid to stop crying? I'm an Irishman. I'd smack him. But you can't do that in public.
No.
What do you do?
And the air marshal gets involved. It's not pretty, but most people like to sing a little lullaby.
No.
Yep.
No, the whole plane.
And clapping.
Clapping and Baby Shark.
Yep, and now you have that song stuck in your head all day long.
And that's our entries today for Viral Comedy.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We're going to talk more about what's going on here at McGuigan's. We're live.
There goes the Rapid Transit Bus.
Hey, guys. If you're driving by on the way to work, toot your horn and stick your arm out the window so it can get nice and wet and wave at us. Whatever you want to do. But most of all, come in if you can.
Absolutely. Irish breakfast still going on all the way until 9 o'clock. It's going to be a great time. We hope to see you here. Get your green on and join us here at McGuigan's in Sunbury. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
Playing the Prince a little bit loud. Sorry, we're partying like it's 1999 at McGuigan's in downtown Sunbury. And we're going to try to get Laurie out here, but she's so busy in the kitchen making that Irish breakfast.
Slinging the hash, man.
Who knows?
She's doing it. Got everybody wearing green. Everybody's got their Irish coffees, whatever you have in that. We won't judge.
It's no matter what time in the morning it is. Stupid things happen on St. Patrick's Day. Poor decisions are made. We hope you're not making any of them. Same like New Year's Eve and all that stuff. When you do something stupid, it doesn't have to be stupid. It could be a life lesson. And what do we say, Karina?
And there it is.
When I found out, I pronounced the word cucumber. And I think it makes more sense than the way you're supposed to pronounce it, which is cucumber. Because the word has C-U and then C-U, so surely both times you pronounce C-U, it should sound the same. With cucumber, the second C should actually be a K, because it's a harder sound. Cucumber, you've got the same cuc sound going on in the word.
I mean, she has a point.
Yeah, I guess
there
are words.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Do you have any, think of some other examples. Oh, February? You know how everybody says February? That's the way you're supposed to say it, right? You're not supposed to say February, right?
Salmon.
Which one is that?
Salmon. Salmon.
Oh, there's an L in there. So there was Salman Rushdie, the famous author. He wasn't Salmon Rushdie. So I guess you're right.
Valentine's Day. That everybody says Valentine's Day instead of
Valentine's. There's those added letters. We just went through that. Daylight savings time is not savings. That's a savings and loan. That's a bank. It's daylight saving time.
But you know what? We won't have to worry about that next year because there is none.
That's true. So whether it's cucumber or how did she say it?
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
I don't know. Like, I get her though. They're sequential and they look the same, but they don't sound the same. It's very confusing, the English language. This is why all the other countries are like,
goofiness,
what?
There's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We do this segment called Mic'd Up. We're going to see if we could mic up the owner.
Actually, yes. Laurie McGuigan's very busy. Hopefully she can fire herself away and join us to talk about what's going on here today with 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, guys, let's give it up for Laurie.
We're here at McGuigan's in Sunbury by the tracks for a great St. Patty's Day. We didn't do this for a while. How is it to have it back?
Nope, it's great. It's great. And we have a lot of people in here for breakfast, and we're cooking down and coming, doing whatever we can do to keep it going for the day.
And you still are, and it smells really good. What do you got on the menu?
We have eggs, we have sausage, we have bacon, we have home fries, we have toast, we have Irish coffee, we have coffee, we have orange juice, and Bob Snyder is cooking, which he has done many, many years.
It's a great... I'll tell you what, this is not something you do every day, we should remind people. You're not open for breakfast usually.
No, I don't usually get here at 5:30 in the morning and open up. No.
She said to me, getting out of the car, you're too perky in the morning. I said, I have to be. We do a morning show.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person. I work nights.
That's right.
Hey, tell us about this bartender. She only works here on St. Patrick's Day, all right? And I'm calling her Molly because she's got red hair, and she looks about as Irish as possible, but she's actually Jen.
Her name's Jen, and she's worked here for I don't know how many years now, maybe seven, eight years. And my daughter waitresses in the morning, so everybody, it's all kind of like my family. They help out. My grandkids come in and help. My sisters come over from New York, so we're all together. You know, my son will be here later. He bartends, so it's all a family thing. We have to put it all together for St. Patrick's Day because there's just so many people. It's so busy.
You're slinging hash. She's slinging drinks. It's all a great time.
Right now I'm peeling potatoes. So.
That's right. There you go.
Oh, and what better thing to do on St. Patrick's Day than peel the potatoes? You know what I mean?
We get rid of a lot of them with our bangers and mash and our shepherd's pie. We get rid of a lot of potatoes.
Got to have that starch to go with those breakfast coffees, if you know what I mean. Well, we're so glad. Thank you so much for having us. And get down here. You still have time to enjoy this amazing Irish breakfast at McGuigan's with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got tons of people passing by, honking horns, waving at us. There's a lot of people eating this delicious Irish breakfast. Even if you can't join us, we're just hope you're celebrating in a great way with your Irish selves today, whether it's authentic or not.
We have Tom's top list coming up, and it's the top things to do on St. Patrick's Day by state. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the favorite foods all across the country. No, we're not going to do all 50 states, but everybody's got a favorite food where they live. In Pennsylvania, we'll reveal that shortly, but here at McGuigan's, it's anything they're serving for breakfast, okay? Because maybe there's a traditional thing right down to a shamrock shake.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's a new rundown of each state's favorite traditional Irish delicacy, stuff like soda bread, cold cannon, and they're all designed by a state, and right here in good old Pennsylvania, Irish stew.
Irish stew, my mom makes it back home, but I've never, I don't know, maybe I could find a place today that has a little bit of Irish stew. But as far as your home, you do what you want. Oh, by the way, Guinness pie is on that list as well. We're drinking Irish coffee this morning here at McGuigan's. Guinness beer is always on the top list. And how about with your Guinness beer, a little corned beef hash?
That's right. Is it like Thanksgiving? You just have the leftovers tomorrow?
Leftovers tomorrow, the day after St. Patrick's Day?
That's right.
Sounds like a good time.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day live from McGuigan's, but is it too early to talk about Easter?
Never.
Never?
Well, it is right around the corner in, like, what, 2 weeks?
We've got something coming up for you at Easter. Could we tease it a little bit?
We do. It's called the Bunny Hop.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Here we are at McGuigan's celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Good morning to ya.
What's coming up next?
Something to do with Easter bunnies.
Oh?
We're going to have a little bunny hop.
We're not going to have to dance that silly dance, are we?
I was going to try and get you in a bunny costume.
Tell
bunny.
Me don't do Furby.
Ard's Farm is going to be great right there on Route 45. It's the bunny hop, and be listening next week for a certain bunny sound. That's the only way you can get into this is to listen to when you hear that sound, get your family qualified. There are huge prizes up for grabs, including one that's worth $700 to a very fun place, let's just say, in the summertime. It's on our website. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, we're here live at McGuigan's in downtown Sunbury, right at the tracks, and we've seen several trains today, haven't we?
Yes, several trains that, thank God, came through when songs were playing, but...
Yeah, what do they call them, the straight liners that blow right through? They came through during music. Even North Shore, the local railroad company, came through.
Waved at us.
Yeah, they waved at us while music was playing. So that worked out real well. You know where McGuigan's is, right at Cameron Park on Market Street in Sunbury, right next to the tracks, as we've been saying.
I'm sure you can hear in the background, it is bustling. Everybody's having a great time eating a great Irish breakfast. They're going to keep it going past 9 o'clock. You got all day to be here and enjoy it all here at McGuigan's.
Yeah. Woo! Hey, from McGuigan's in downtown Sunbury, my name's Tommy O'Morgan.
I'm Karina O'Carr. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.